Making TV special.
Fellas. Made with creamy butter.
And you know what that means?
It's happening. I can feel it.
Yep.
That's brand new music from the Dead Weather, the latest, greatest band from Jack White of the White Stripes. Die by the Drop, that's the first single from their new sophomore record, The Sea of Cowards. And this is the B-side of the 170th episode of Media Monarchy. It's May 21st, and my name is James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, your source for alternative news, politics, conspiracies, and cover-ups. Recording live from the Portland Radio Authority, PRARadio.org, early in the morning. The pre-show, pre-game warm-up to the big episode 171 coming up. And what we're going to do is not actually cover, I think, anything on MediaMonarchy.com. What we're going to take a look at are a couple of the sister sites of MediaMonarchy.com. And that's FoodWorldOrder.com. And first, we're going to check out all the latest on CyberspaceWar.com. The ugly list of headlines posted under DEFCON 520, our defense condition for May 20th, if you will. Dumb fucks, spy planes, and barcodes. Yes, that's right, my friends. Facebook founder called trusting users dumb fucks. If we take this from theregister.co.uk, lovable Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg called his first 1,000 users dumb fucks for trusting him with their data. Published IM transcript show. And Facebook didn't dispute the authenticity of the transcript. Zuckerberg was chatting with an unnamed friend, apparently in early 2004, Business Insider, which has a series of juicy anecdotes about Facebook's early days, takes the credit for scooping this one. And you shouldn't be surprised. We've gone over in the last couple of weeks, not extensively, and not as much as we should, but that's what so much of this is about, is laying out the path for you and try and do it through the show, read things into the record. It's all laid out on the site. It's all there as a part of the data mining and more better information. Yes, there's a sea of information, and a lot of times people's reaction is to just shut down and say, I don't believe any of it and everybody's crazy. Which is hard not to do sometimes. But I've done the sifting for you and laid a lot of it out. And we've gone over Facebook's connections to the CIA, the investment arm of the CIA in Qtel, gave the second round of capital that really got Zuckerberg and Facebook rolling. And the cry has been growing, and again, we've gone over this, I believe, on the previous episode of now calls for mass exodus and boycotts. Facebook alternatives, a look at 9 social networks you could switch to. That's on Huffington Post. Pipio, I believe, is one of them. I can't remember the names of some of the others. And the last Facebook note, again, from the Register. Facebook scrambles to close hole exposing private data. It's just been fiasco after fiasco for them. That again should come as no surprise to you when you find out the way it's all been set up. I'm not ready to kill the Facebook Media Monarchy page. Because again, as we've always said, it's just a tool. And it's the most populous digital town square, so that's where we gotta go to share this information. Further on down the ugly list of headlines, most browsers leave fingerprint that can identify users. This goes into something I believe we hit several months ago in Media Monarchy, and it's the Panopticlick from EFF.org. I believe it's panopticlick.EFF.org, and it'll run a test on your own browser to see what your browser fingerprint is like. Students to be given access to laptop spy photos. This from ArsTechnica.com. And again, something we've been tracking since the beginning of this story, several months ago now, in Pennsylvania, the school giving kids laptops, snapping what we now learn to be at least 50 plus thousand photos. And hopefully this is going to be a huge fiasco. And it's going to bring a lot of attention to what's going on when, I think when you see it with the TSA, or when you see people in positions of power are corrupt or are being corrupted. And just to throw it in there, why we always say don't hate the media, become the media. And you could apply that to any of the other areas that you're interested in and passionate about. Another note, by way of Huffington Post from Dr. Robert Lanza, will machines take over the world? The scientific turning point. But from Danger Room, report says secret space plane likely an orbiting spy. When the U.S. Air Force launched its secret space plane last month, speculation about the X-37B's true purpose ran wild. Some conjectured that it might be a prototype for orbiting bomber, Johnny on the spot weapons platforms to take out the satellite assets of an enemy. In all likelihood, the space plane is another way for the American military to spy on its foes from on high. That's the conclusion of a new report from the Secure World Foundation provided to Danger Room, and that PDF is linked up for you. And again, we covered the story of the X-37B spy plane launch on MediaMonarchy.com. I'm sure you heard about the first wedding ever performed by a robot. Of course, only the way that the Japanese could do it. More on that from allgov.com. A creepy one from Fox News, apropos of no new developments. It's just an interesting thing. And again, we kind of see you got to get your good media where you can get it and make sure you PDF it and save it and download it and archive it. Cloud computing be damned. We should still be pack rats with all of this. Again, because we never know when some kind of I-9-11 event that Richard Clark is running around threadaganding about. But I'm digressing. A report from Fox News, May 14th, 2010, asks, "Where's Jimmy?" Just Google his barcode. Scientists currently tag animals to study their behavior and protect the endangered, but some futurists wonder whether all humans should be tagged too. Now, we don't have time to go through all of this, but suffice it to say, wouldn't be surprised when we go down this and we just see IBM. They brought you the Hollerith punch card system. They let the Nazis do what they did, helped by Western finance oligarchs. You'll find the same families of multi-generational serial killers and eugenicists behind all our fake heroes and villains. But basically, suffice it to say, don't have time to go through all that. And what you should just check out is WeThePeopleWillNotBeChip.com, WakeUp.TV, SpyChips.com to learn all about the RFID microchipping, VeriChip, Positive ID, Digital Angel. And hopefully this is the kind of thing that will make mainline Christians who sat on their ass for the last 8 years while George Bush ran wild, now that they think all this bad shit just started with Obama because he has a D after his name, maybe they would at least get activated against these kind of issues, because of course it's prophecy. Obama's regulatory czar pushes creepy plan for legally controlling internet info. That's more from our good friend Cass Sunstein, of course, who has advocated for the cognitive infiltration of conspiracy theorists. More on that from Blacklisted News. We also have 3,000 officers switch to cyberspace specialty. That is from AirForceTimes.com. Again, everything switching over to the nanny state. Hack attacks mounted on car control systems. This is from the BBC. This is May 17th. The computer system used to control modern cars are very vulnerable to attack, say experts. An investigation by security researchers found the systems to be fragile and easily subverted. The researchers showed how to kill an engine remotely, a car engine remotely, turn off the brakes so the car would not stop, and make instruments give false readings. Despite their success, the team said it would be hard for malicious attackers to reproduce their work. Now, this flew past me. Yes, of course, I posted up the headline to cyberspacewar.com, but I didn't realize that I should add in the flashback link to the story we just covered probably a couple of months ago, where an Austin hacker bricked dozens and dozens and dozens of cars at a car lot. Disgruntled ex-employee. But again, if that dude could do it, and now these guys are saying, well, I don't think anyone could replicate our work. That's the lie about a lot of this. The things they try to sell us are completely safe, are totally hackable, like the RFID chips they want to implant in our passports and more. And our last note on this DEFCON 520, dumb fuck spy planes and barcodes. Pakistan extends Facebook ban to YouTube. If we hop to computerworld.com, a day after a Pakistani court ordered that access to Facebook be blocked in the country, the government moved to also keep residents from accessing YouTube. Things tightening around the world. All the time. But our next post on Cyberspace War is again from Danger Room, covering the military-industrial complex. Booz Allen Hamilton. And, of course, McConnell. They somehow got $400 million in cyber war contracts in the past 6 weeks. Now, Booz Allen Hamilton, we've gone over extensively in the past on MediaMonarchy.com. You'll have to just hit the archives to learn more about those well-connected contractors. But as Cryptogon.com notes, guess which goons will have the largest role in recovery efforts after any virtual flag terrorism, as Webster Tarpley has coined it. Now, reading from the Danger Room article, coincidences sure are funny things. Booz Allen Hamilton, the defense contractor that's become synonymous with the idea that the U.S. is getting its ass kicked in an ongoing cyber war, has racked up more than $40 million worth of deals in the past 6 weeks to help the Defense Department fight that digital conflict. Strange how that worked out, huh? Everyone in the Pentagon from Gates on down says the military needs to cut its reliance on outside contractors, but few firms are as well connected as Booz Allen Hamilton, the one-time management consultancy that today pulls in more than $2.7 billion in government work, and few firms sound the alarm as loudly about a crisis that they're in the business of fixing. Back in February, for instance, former National Security Agency Director and Booz Allen Hamilton Executive Vice President Mike McConnell declared that, quote, the United States is fighting a cyber war today and we are losing, end quote. The White House's information security czar is one of many experts who call such rhetoric overheated at best. That hasn't stopped Booz from pocketing hundreds of millions of dollars from Washington to wage those battles. That info security czar is, of course, Obama's appointee from the Bush era and Microsoft. Booz Allen's latest awards were announced two Thursdays ago. 9 contracts with the Air Force totaling over $150 million. One deal gives the firm $20 million to provide combat-ready forces to conduct secure cyber operations in and through the electromagnetic spectrum. At $19.8 million contract, asks Booz to define information assurance, scientific, and technical analysis to be applied to future military satellite communication systems development. Earlier in the month, the company got $14 million to provide threat monitoring, detection, characterization, and actionable info for the computer network operations in order to help advance Defense Department Global Information Grid Initiative and nationally oriented cybersecurity priorities. That sounds not too dissimilar to what Mike McConnell asked for in February, and now they've gotten it in 6 short weeks. Lots of back end for you there, and flashbacks to cyberspace war in February, where McConnell, former intel chief of the NSA, predicts devastating cyber attacks. More from Threat Level and Forbes and the Washington Post and GovExec and Washington Technology. And as well, the Booz Allen Hamilton entry from historycommons.org, so you can see there are a couple of little entries on the complete 9/11 timeline. Now, our last story from Cyberspace War. Again, let's not forget the intelligence connections to Google, but of course, they enable me to bring you the Media Monarchy website. It's all hosted, all on them. We'll probably have to fix that someday soon. Having said that, from V3, Google admits harvesting Wi-Fi data with their Street View cars. Google admitted that it has been recording data transmissions on Wi-Fi networks using its Street View cars. Alan Eustace, Senior Vice President of Engineering and Research at Google, explained in a blog post, while Google routinely collects wireless info such as network names, it's also been collecting payload data from open Wi-Fi points for the past 4 years. So how did this happen? Quite simply, it was a mistake. We're quoting Alan Eustace from this blog post. In 2006, an engineer working on an experimental Wi-Fi project wrote a piece of code that sampled all categories of publicly broadcast Wi-Fi data. A year later, when our mobile team started a project to collect basic Wi-Fi network data like SSID information and MAC addresses using Street View cars, they included that code in their software, although the project leaders did not want and had no intention of using that payload data. Eustace said that Google has shut down the Street View fleet until the company assured that the software has been removed and will bring in an independent third party to verify that the code has been expunged and fully deleted. However, privacy watchdogs and consumer groups have pounced on the news as yet another example of Google's demonstrating a lack of concern for privacy. Does this all sound familiar? Google's computer engineers run amok, push the envelope, and gather whatever data they can until their fingers are caught in the cookie jar, said John Simpson, consumer advocate with Consumer Watchdog. Then a Google executive apologizes, mouthing bafflegab about how privacy matters to the company. Simpson added that Google's plans to have an unnamed third party study what went wrong and to check that the improperly gathered private data has been eliminated is inadequate. That's like getting to pick the referee in a championship football game. Our last two related updates from Ars Technica and Threat Level. Google data collection eyed by Congress and perhaps a class action lawsuit. So again, we'll see if anything comes from that. Don't be evil. And the last note, like we said, from Threat Level, Google to offer encrypted search. I believe that starts next week. But what can you believe? And again, like I said, I basically pay for the domain names, which is cheap, relatively, of MediaMonarchy.com, MediaMonarchy.org, foodworldorder.com, cyberspacewar.com, and a few of the others that are nestled within the Media Monarchy, waiting to emerge at any moment. I pay for the domain names, but I host them all for free using Blogger, Google's Blogspot service. Because again, I don't have to worry about hosting. and I can upload and post more or less limitless amounts of things. But again, we may have to move these things off to a separate server at some point soon. So perhaps when we do some future fundraising, perhaps we'll make that a goal for MediaMonarchy.com. And again, we'll mention, here's where finishing up Cyberspace War, and we're going to hop into a couple of stories on FoodWorldOrder.com. We do accept donations at MediaMonarchy.com. We just started a couple of months ago in conjunction with TragedyAndHope.com in distribution of their exclusive new DVD documentary, 2020 Hindsight, Censorship on the Front Lines, dealing pretty much exclusively with the financial situation that we see, the cataclysm, and again, how folks have seen and have warned and have been whistleblowers and have tried to go to the open investigative media like Frontline in 2020. And every day, more and more things pretty much prove out all the things that Richard Grove goes over in 2020 Hindsight, directed by Paul Verge of Divergent Films. And again, $10 to MediaMonarchy.com gets you that exclusive DVD, and you help fund all the MediaMonarchy.com operations, the websites, the domains, the radio station dues, any gear fixing, the P.O. box, Skype money. All those things keep MediaMonarchy.com rolling, and again, we greatly appreciate it. Now, perhaps we should look at the breaking news. We always like to try and leave a Google News window open, just a glance at that. And again, recording live on the morning of May 21st, 2010. The B-side of episode 170. Financial stocks turn higher after Senate passes reform bill. Yes, that's right. Huge Wall Street reform backed by Senate. Financial stocks turned higher Friday as some uncertainty was removed with the U.S. Senate's passage of its version of a financial overhaul bill. And we're going to get overhauled, all right. Global stocks tumble and buns firm on Eurozone fears. Obama sets powwow on Wall Street reform. So those are the top three stories on Google News right now from USA Today and Reuters and the Wall Street Journal. But we're like the junkie that needs the fix. And the more and more you're a junkie, the more and more you need a bigger fix just to get to normal. Just to get you what it used to. And just how many times can we do this? Tension levels rising all around the world. And the gangsters are looting us. Through the generations and through the families and the societies, secret and otherwise, the organizations and the roundtable groups and the corporations and the think tanks and the oligarchs and the old boys. They've bought up everything real and gave us everything fake. And now they're going to burn the joint down. But I digress. We're now going to hop over to foodworldorder.com for a couple of stories The first from foodsafetynews.com. Salmonella lawsuit filed in Oregon after 30 get ill. A salmonella lawsuit was filed against Los Dos Amigos restaurant in Roseburg, Oregon, Wednesday. According to the complaint filed in Douglas County Circuit Court, Roseburg resident Melissa Sermon became ill after eating takeout food from Los Dos Amigos restaurant on April 9th and was hospitalized for 4 days with a salmonella infection. The lawsuit alleges that food products sold by Amigos Restaurant were unfit for human consumption and were not reasonably safe, and were manufactured in violation of applicable food and safety regulations. At least 30 people became ill with salmonellosis, the illness caused by the ingestion of salmonella bacteria, after eating purchased food from Los Dos Amigos Mexican restaurant between April 9th and April 17th, 2010. Douglas County Public Health Department investigators believe the salmonella outbreak was caused by cross-contamination, but the final outbreak report has not yet been released. Cross-contamination is a common cause of salmonella outbreaks at restaurants, said attorney R. Drew Falkenstein, who's representing Sermon in her claim against the restaurant. Proper food handling and preparation are key to preventing foodborne illness outbreaks like this one. Now, we link to the Douglas County Public Health Department in the Yelp entry on Los Dos Amigos, which I imagine is going to go down in flames fairly soon. And interestingly enough, as we said, this story comes from foodsafetynews.com. When I Googled attorney R. Drew Falkenstein, I believe he's out of Seattle, and he's listed as being a frequent contributor to foodsafetynews.com. So that's where that came from. And again, I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon. So again, this is close to home. And again, I subscribe to tons of news feeds. That's how I'm able to do the data mining that brings you all the stories on Media Monarchy and Food World Order and Cyberspace War. There are so many things and so many stories coming out from foodsafetynews.com and farmwars.info and naturalnews.com. If I posted up all the recall outbreak stories I saw, it would overtake Food World Order. So our final story, by way of alternet, Newman's Own, exploiting organic labeling loophole. Some food companies have found a way to cast their processed foods as organic without going through the inconvenience of using certified organic ingredients in their products. By incorporating the word organic into their names, these companies have been able to display the magic word on the packaging of food products that are not, in fact, organic. This deception has recently been called out by the Cornucopia Institute, cornucopia.org, organic watchdog group, which has filed complaints with the National Organic Standards Board and the Federal Trade Commission. The alleged infractions run the spectrum from blatant misrepresentation in the case of Oskri Organics, that's O-S-K-R-I, and I've not heard of that one, to stretching the limits of evolving definitions of organic in the case of a surprise entry in Cornucopia's list of shame, the much-loved Newman's Own Organics. Now, the few things swirling around and related to this, and we do have links, again, to cornucopia.org. My girlfriend was the first person to mention, ever since Paul Newman died, she could see the ingredients list getting worse. And as some of you may know, I work at a food store, and we sell a lot of Newman's products. That's how we noticed they started to go downhill in the last couple years after Paul Newman's death. They still do good stuff, and they still, I believe, give away all their profits. But this is something we have to become more and more and more and more aware of, unfortunately. Every time you're trying to get out of the box, there's another box set up for you by, again, these interlocking, overlaying agendas that have been worked on for a long, long time. Is every single thing a conspiracy, as some will complain and whine? And I sometimes just say, no, it's all total coincidence. There is no eugenics agenda at all. There's not insane people forever the last 100 plus years have plotted to sterilize and wipe out mass amounts of the population. But that's digressing again. And the way that we'll wrap up this Food World Order coverage, I just did an interview last week with author, researcher, podcast host, Tracy Twyman, tracytwyman.com. If you listen to Media Monarchy and then you check out my man Clyde Lewis, you may have heard Tracy Twyman appear on the Ground Zero Lounge as well as the new live KUFO show. We had a good conversation focusing on Food World Order and the food attacks, and again, the eugenics agenda, where we get into the Gateses and sterilization and population control and flying vaccines, flying syringes. And again, that just got published late last night. I will be posting that up to MediaMonarchy.com and to Food World Order, but now you are the first to know about it here. And again, my friends, I think that is going to do it for this, fortunately, relatively brief B-side episode of 170 from MediaMonarchy.com. So much to go over in the upcoming episode 170. Just to give you the appetite wetter. The triumphant return of The New World next week. My video series with James Corbett of CorbettReport.com. We've got class warfare, anti-DC, anti-establishment candidates, where elites meet the massive news purge. We've got terror drills, national level exercise, police state updates, Obama, Goldman Sachs, the Gulf oil updates, God's work. And we're even going to get into a little bit of history mystery on the OKC bombing and the murder of Sergeant Terry Yakey. All that and so much more coming up on episode 171 for MediaMonarchy.com. So again, having said that, my friends, I thank you for listening. I thank you for watching. Again, we've been working on new live streams and recorded videos from live here in the PRARadio.org studios. Again, these are all just tools, trying out the tools. But there's got to be content, and there's got to be passion, and there's got to be information. And it's got to sound cool and be fun. And all that we're facing, it's got to be at least a little bit. So I invite you back. I invite you to subscribe. That way you won't miss a thing of all the media that's coming out, the articles and the episodes and the B-sides and the mixtapes and the interviews and now the videos and more video. Again, help all of us grow together. And that's all I got to say about it, my friends. I love you and thank you. My name's James Evan Pilato. I'm your host and webmaster of the site and show, MediaMonarchy.com, reminding you, don't hate the media, become the media. Take care.
How would you explain it?
Combining music and stylized images.
It's all remote control.
Each one of those images was electronically based.
Say, out on my threat.
And that concludes our program for tonight.
This could really catch on.
I can't remember when I've been so moved.